Is it 10 o'clock, Shelley?
Oh, close to.
Money's not close.
I'll go ahead and call us to order for the regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting on December 30th, 2014, if the audience would join the board in the pledge of allegiance.
Now we're there.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Last meeting of the year. Not the last meeting of the week, but the last meeting of the year.
That's, yeah, isn't that interesting?
Public comment number one. This comment period is for the public to address topics on today's agenda. Not seeing anybody moving towards the mic. Consideration of minutes from 12:16.
And I'll move approval.
And I will second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Sanders.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Toot. Aye. Consideration of personnel actions, and I'll recuse myself from this one. There's a familiar name on it.
Move approval. That's submitted.
And I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders.
Aye.
That's approved. Consideration of claims for 12-31-14.
I like this one. Move approval.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve the claims. Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders.
Aye.
Toot. Aye. Those have been approved. Consent agenda, we need to add road closure 1525 and utility permit 1542.
1542. Move approval with noted changes.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Anything further? Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders.
Aye.
Toot. Aye. That's been approved. That takes us to agency reports. Central Iowa Tourism and Ames Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Well, this isn't Julie.
This isn't Julie, but you'll do just well. Allison, good morning.
Glad I wasn't late. Allison Walter, yes. Well, I laid a couple of things there for you. I'll be short and sweet.
Just take your time.
We can't share a lot of numbers with you because our annual meeting is next Thursday, and then we'll have all of those numbers public to share. So we do hope that you can join us. We'll be at the Quality Inn and Suites. So if you can join us, please call the office today, and we'll get you down on the RSVP list. I did bring the newest edition of our Sites magazine. We do this three times a year, sort of with the school calendar. So this is the winter-spring issue. We'll do another one in May, and that's the one that we mail to the incoming freshmen and their families before they come for orientation in June. And then we do a fall issue. And we will be publicly announcing all of the recipients of our Ames Community Grant Program again for 2015 at the annual meeting on Thursday. It was close to $70,000, about 25 different organizations. So very excited for that. A couple of them coming up here real soon in January. Other than that, Happy New Year, and hope to see you at the annual meeting.
What are you looking for as probably your most significant things for the next 6 months, for next year? What is there anything that you're able to share publicly at this time in terms of some of the things you're hoping to have see happen?
Sure. We've got three new hotels under construction, and that will make a major impact on the hotel motel tax funding hopefully positive, as far as groups that we're able to bring in. Next year is not a year where we have lots of big events. We don't have Farm Progress Show. We don't have Odyssey of the Mind. But we do have quite a few sports-related and educational-based groups coming to town. So we don't see it really slowing down. It's just kind of a little bit different focus. And also, we are looking at doing some more promotion and marketing to individual travelers. Because we aren't able to bring those big mega events as much, we are looking at extending the stay of those people that are coming for other events doing a little bit more towards marketing towards the general public and individual travelers. So you'll learn a little bit about that at the annual meeting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, great. Well, it's always one of the hallmark events, the way we host things. And last night I was at the women's basketball game, and I just kind of walked over and met one of the coaches from Howard University and asked them where they were staying and how was their hospitality. And they just raved at the hospitality that they receive, you know, coming here. And then, you know, the volunteers that we have that kind of, you know, host the various teams and so forth. So, I mean, you know, it just really makes you feel good to that people that do come, you know, not, even though they come for competitive events, they walk away with great feelings about the openness of the community and how hospitable we are as a community. So, and I think you guys have a lot to do with that as well as the other volunteer organizations in the county.
Yeah,
so,
thank you. Yeah, we do have host families for those teams there for this tournament yesterday and tonight. So, yeah.
Great. Very good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Liaison assignments and committee meeting updates. Wayne?
Pass.
Rick? Nope. I'll pass. Public forum number two, comments from the public on items not on the agenda. The board may not take any action on the comments due to the requirements of the open meeting law, but may do so in the future. Not seeing anybody moving towards the mic. Announcements from the supervisors. Wayne?
Wanted to take this opportunity. I know that Sue Vanderkamp is not here, but I would be remiss if we didn't reflect on, you know, I think 35 years of service to Story County as an elected official, as our county recorder. You know, she's done an awful lot as one of the leading areas in terms of online records and things of this nature. And she's going to be sorely missed. I know she was so highly thought of among the Recorders Association. And I think anytime we have an elected officer that is able to be serve that many years, I think it behooves us to at least give some recognition to their longevity and their service. And I just wanted to say that. And then I also wanted to just comment that the 2nd of this month, of course, Ron Christensen, director of CLP, will be leaving us after just a stellar record here of service to Story County, and we wish him well in his new venture. But I would be remiss if I didn't speak on behalf of the board that we certainly have appreciated his leadership and all that he's done for the Community Life Program, and wish him well in his new venture as well. So
I think that's completely appropriate, Wayne. I appreciate you bringing it up. I would just add Jan Evans to that list.
Yes.
From the Treasurer's Office. Another long stand. Well, you know, one of the great things about Story County is the people that we have here. And there's no question that 2014 was a big year for us here in Story County with all the changes we went through. And so the only thing I wanted to add, Wayne, to what you said is I wanted to thank Paul for his leadership as chair of this board. I think he did a phenomenal job. It was a hard year. We had a lot of balls in the air, and I think you did a great job as chair of the board. And you know, we recognize it with $1,000 extra stipend. The reality is it's a lot more work to sit in the chair position and kind of be managing this three-ring circus. And so, Paul, I want to take an opportunity to thank you.
You bet. Here. Yep, you bet.
Okay. Anything else? Move that we adjourn for the year.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
All right.
Woohoo!